State officials say today's Cook Inlet oil and gas lease sale netted more than $6.8 million. Preliminary results indicate the sale is the second largest in Cook Inlet in a dozen years. Bill Barron, State Department of Natural Resources Oil and Gas Division Director, says five groups bid on 44 tracts.
Actually, we were very surprised with the attention that Cook Inlet drew this year. Last year's lease sale, Apache Corporation came in a significant way and picked up a lot of acreage. And we actually, in the division, anticipated this to be a fairly small sale, given that people were going to be waiting to see the results of some of Apache's 3D seismic work.
The three primary bidders at today's sale were Apache, Cook Inlet Energy, and a new player in Cook Inlet, Hilcorp. Again, Bill Barron.
And that was a real positive sign to see a company who focuses on older fields and development of old fields to step into an exploration role with new acreage potential. That's real exciting. It was good to see Apache kind of solidify some of their acreage, and I'm real pleased to see Cook Inlet Energy step in and pick up acreage along some of their trends.
Barron says the increased interest in Cook Inlet resources could be attributed to Apache's earlier exploration efforts.
The Cook Inlet remains a significant hydrocarbon basin in the state of Alaska. So I think what we're seeing is people looking at not only the gas potential market and the deliveries of gas to South Central Alaska, but also the Apache plays, which is targeting deeper oil.
State tax incentives have played a role in luring new development to the inlet. There's no tax on Cook Inlet oil production. Producers do pay a 5% royalty on new discoveries for the first 10 years. Barron says after today's lease sale, it takes about a year before exploration can begin.